Should we just say a couple of things about the NGV or the original complex opposite? Because that also sought to be something beyond simple volumes, and for which it was criticised very heavily at the time because it wasn't thought functional. That ground shrouded it in sawn bluestone. He created city walls around it. I strongly suspect there was a pub reference in that funny little tower at the corner for the National Gallery Painting School. And round the front, the great round arches, which people immediately saw as mouse holes and wondered why you couldn't just go straight in instead of have a wall behind it. But that was because Henry Hobson Richardson had done that in the United States. Grounds had seen Richardson's architecture. Richardson always put a wall, and so did Louis Kahn, another hugely admired figure from the 60s, just behind the arch. So you were drawn in literally into the wall before you then went into the gallery space beyond. And there was a huge amount that was incorporated into that building, particularly the idea of a Renaissance palace for housing the art treasures, which again was horrified contemporaries who thought it should be industrial and it should be a functionalist building that was a glass wall, curtain wall building if possible, that would reflect modern materials and structure. And this seemed dangerously historicist. If we think that postmodernism was a fashion of the late 70s, early 80s, it actually, something very similar was happening here in 1958, 59. So bear that in mind when we go up around it, the moat, the distance of the building, the reserve of the building, the rather Medici-Riccardi palace cornice up around the top. And I remember asking him about this, and he said, yeah, the committee wanted a jewel box. They wanted a jewel box for their treasures, so that's what I gave them.
Yeah.
Such was the resentment of that building at the time that it was passed over for the 1968 bronze medal, which this building has from a later date, in favour of Southland Shopping Centre.
Enduring, an enduring legacy.